was a Beats Antique with their song Egyptic. It was off of their album, their first original, their debut album, Blind Threshold. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom this coming Wednesday. Make sure to check them out. It's going to be April 17th. And you can buy tickets in advance at Ticketmaster.com at the same venue, Commodore Ballroom. April 30th has a great musician to host, which is no other than Bonobo, and this is one. It's called Cyrus. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Gentlemen, the Electro Vaudeville Festival is coming to town and everyone is welcome. With an evening show on Friday, April 12th, and both a day and evening show the following Saturday, there are no excuses to miss the Electro Vaudeville Festival at the Grandview Legion on Commercial Drive. Alice Francis of Germany, the Swing Growers of Italy, the Bohemian Acrobats from across the border, and many more international artists will be joined by amazing bands and performers from our local scene. Join the Electro Swing Club Vancouver community on Facebook for updates or check our website, electrovaudevillefest.org.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
And you just heard music by the wonderful Bonobo, and who's going to be playing, and the song was called Cyrus, and Bonobo will be playing his live set at the Commodore Ballroom this coming April 30th, so make sure to buy your tickets in advance at Ticketmaster.com. Sticking with good music, on May 21st, not Vancouver, but Surrey, they're skipping Vancouver, I don't know why, but Surrey, Holland Park is hosting the one and only Mumford and Sons, and they have many, many hits, and that's happening May 24th. This band has many, many hits, but I think their latest one is what's the most catchiest, and I'm going to play you that one. It's called I Will Wait from the movie, from the, soundtrack, not shit, from the album Babel.
Feel heavy into your arms. These days of dust, which we know will blow away with this new sun. And I strong, and use my head alongside my heart, so tame my flesh, fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. But I
That was Mumford & Sons with the song I Will Wait. Once again, the song is from their new album, Babel, not from the soundtrack of the film Babel. My bad on that one. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Holland Park at Surrey on May 24th, so make sure to get tickets for that and rock out to that show. Who else is playing? Near that time, on the day after, while you're close to Surrey, on the way back, maybe on May 25th, you can stop by New Westminster, because that's when the annual Uptown Live event is happening, which is a day of live music and entertainment for the entire family and friends and fun. They have a lot of headliners booked for the show, including the Boom Booms and Good for Grapes, but another act they have booked is the one and only Watha-san, who have just returned from their little bit of an over long hiatus, which I wasn't happy about. But I don't know if you guys remember, these guys got famous in Vancouver for writing a song about Vancouver, and it's called It's You. If you look at the music video, it's just about them having good times in Vancouver, so try to check it out. It'll give you a warm feeling about where you're from. Until then, take a listen to this song. It's called It's You. It's by Watha-san, and they're playing May 25th in New Westminster, and it's a free show.
It's you that makes me feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. It's you that I wanna get close to. I wanna get close to you like your clothes do. Who could ever fool around? Now who they really wanna settle down to? Got a man, you're always on my mind. I be thinking, I gotta be thinking, I gotta be thinking of all of my time, all of my time, all my time. There's you, oh, oh. It's you that makes me feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Hey, it's you that is always up on my mind. I'm thinking I gotta be thinking, I gotta be thinking up all the time. Yeah, that's right. You know what makes me feel right? What makes me feel nice? You make me feel twice. Sure, I wanna get close to, just like all your clothes get to do all over you.
Who's it trying me on? But I wanna make them sing, mama sing out of you.
But I wanna make them feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Oh, yeah, it's you, it's you, it's you. Feel happy. It's you that makes me feel right. It's you that makes me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Only people have a right to do the party. Are you? But I wanna make me feel happy.
Do the rhythm and do the way they move.
Are you? But I wanna make me feel right. I you. But I wanna make me feel crazy. It's you, it's you, it's you. Oh, hey, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, it's you, it's you, it's you.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled. Would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca. Wednesday, April 17th at Fortune Sound Club. Keys and Crates and B-Traits, taking the remix electronic sound out of the studio and onto the stage, creating a new live electronic dancing experience. Tickets available at ticketzone.com, Highlife, Sulu, Dipped, Red Cat, and Beat Street Records. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City. You just heard the song by Watasan. It was called It's You. Once again, they're going to be playing at part of Uptown Live in New Westminster. It's a free day of live music and entertainment on the corner of 6th and 6th Street on May 25th. Other than Watasan, there's a whole bunch of other bands performing, including, as I mentioned earlier, Boom Booms and Good for Grapes. Good for Grapes might sound familiar to you guys because they just played a show at UBC last Friday. They opened up for Kanon and Mort Fustang and Dylan Francis, which was part of the AMS Block Party. A song that they played during their live set I loved, and I'm going to play you another live version of it. This one's called The London Fog. It's from their 2011 album, Good for Grapes. And take a listen to this, and I highly enjoy it. And we'll be back, and I still got 21 minutes with you guys before we pass on the microphone to Dorothy with some Stereo Blues. But this one's called London Fog. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If outside was colder and I was 10 years older, I might have held your hands. If only I were a successful business owner, I'd put a ring on you then. Sands on the hills that we hold on. You'd stitch a blanket, we'd lie on down, and I'd admit the fabric's on a lucky thread. I picture them now, our children's lives they painted. Oh, mother knows our father best.
And that was Good for Grapes from the song London Fog. Once again, the Good for Grapes will be performing at Uptown Live on May 25th in New Westminster. I still got another 50 minutes left, and I'm hoping you're enjoying my music selection of music for the day. And I have a lot more good tunes to play for you. Another artist that I'm recently become really fond of is an artist named Passenger. For those of you who have been listening to my show, know that I had a chance to interview Passenger. I don't know, when was it, like 4 or 5 months ago? I aired the show before his last show in Vancouver. And this guy is, I don't know, I guess I call him the British version of Dan Mangan. He's a man with a guitar that just picked up his guitar and went busking around the world and built a name for himself. In the 90s, he had the name Passenger with another band. And it was a full band. They had a record label. They were rocking out. And then the band, they just separated. But he kept the name, and he started doing his solo stuff. instead of by going under the name Mark, he just stayed with the name Passenger, and he started busking around the world, primarily Australia and New Zealand. So what he did was, 2 years ago when he played, like last year when he played in Vancouver, he opened up for Ed Sheeran at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, and then within a month afterwards he booked his show for the Rio, which quickly got changed into the Vogue Theatre because it was a sold out show and everyone wanted to see him. And he just posted a picture on his Facebook that I really enjoyed. It was showed a picture of him busking in on a street in New Zealand. What was it, Australia, wherever, in that area. He was busking in front of like 10 people or 20 people in like literally a year and a half ago, and then he showed a picture from like the last night where he had over like 500 people checking him out. Anyhow, I'll stop talking about him. I'll play you some music from him. This is from his latest album, All the Little Lights, and this one's called Wrong Direction. You're listening to it on CITR on Sounds of the City, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
As a kid, the things I did were hidden under the grid. Young and naive, I never believed that love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet you say the older you get, it gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets under your shirt like a dagger of work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest are flipping hurt. You build your heart of plastic, you're cynical and sarcastic, and end up in the corner on your own. 'Cause I love to feel love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh no. Getting your hopes up when all you're ever getting is choked up. When you're coked up and can't remember the reason why it broke up, you call her in the morning when you're coming down and falling like an old man on the side of the road. 'Cause when you're apart you don't wanna mingle, when you're together you wanna be single. Ever the chase to taste the kiss of bliss that made your heart tingle. How much greener the grass is with those rose tinted glasses, but the butterflies they flutter by and leave us on our asses. 'Cause I love to feel love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. There's fish in the sea for me to make a selection. I'd jump in if it wasn't for my ear infection. 'Cause all I wanna do is try to make a connection. It seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh, oh.
From his latest album, his 2012 release album, All the Little Lights. And once again, he's going to be playing at the Vogue Theatre on July the 10th. Listen to this one. This is a live version of I Hate.
In explaining where people belong, I hate ignorant folks that pay money to see gigs and talk through every fucking song. I hate people in nightclubs snorting coke and explaining where you're going wrong. Well, if you agree, then come hating with me, but feel free to sing along. And it goes a la 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 la. Wonderful love. And I hate pointless status updates on Facebook. FYI, we were never M8s. We pretend to be friends on the internet when in real life we have nothing to say to each other. Oh brother, I have love for my mother, for good times, for music and my mates. Yeah, I love and I live and I have love to give, but sometimes all you can do is hate. And it goes a lie, a la 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 la, 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 la 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 la, la 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 la. Well, I hate them fussy eaters. You cook them for heaters. They only eat pizza and chips. I hate stepping outside for a smoke and some guy coughs like your lungs are his. And I hate queuing up for festival toilets, especially when you need a shit. And I hate the X Factor for murdering music, you bunch of money-grabbing pricks. And it goes a lie, a la 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 lie, a la 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 la. And I hate them magazines aimed at insecure teens that make 10-year-olds race to grow up. Hey kids, let's all be anorexic or better. Eat chocolate until you throw up. Keep your Hollywood stars in their stupid cars and the Botox that makes them look fucked. Just grow old with grace. Have you seen Cher's face? It looks like it's been hit by a truck. And it goes a lie, a la 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 lie. One more time, loud as you can. Lie, a la 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 lie, a la 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 lie, a la 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 lie, la 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 la.
And that was The Passenger with the song I Hate. It was from his latest album, All the Little Lights. And it was that was actually a live version, live from the Borderline in London. And once again, if you want to check out Passenger, July 10th, he's going to be playing at the Vogue Theater with special guests who are not announced yet, so check them out. Sticking to the Vogue Theater and going a little bit 1 month in advance to July, on June 22nd, we have Betty Levette. She's going to be playing as part of the Jazz Festival, and I'm not going to play you a Betty Levette song, but I do want to play you a song by one of their openers, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, whom also recently just sold out a show at the Biltmore last weekend, and they've been going really strong, and they were part of the Peak Performance Project. They didn't make it to the top three, but they were sure worth making the top three. That I can guarantee. They did a series of shows. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. There's a series of shows called Playground, which is a group of organizers. You sign up on your email, and they take you to a secret location where a band, in this case Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, has an hour to work with you. And after the hour, you all collectively record a song in one take. And by you, I mean not just you, I mean over 100 people. So everyone shows up with a different instrument or no instrument at all, a shaker, a trumpet, or whatever they got, and together with the band, they rehearse it for an hour, and then they just record it in one take. So I recommend, it's been going on for 2 years now. It goes on all across Canada, many different cities, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto, many more. They've had 6 in Vancouver so far. The first one was with Watasan, actually, which I just played for you a couple of songs earlier. And they did one with Ben Sinister. And the recent one, which was last December, was The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. Now, if you want more information about this, go to playground.is and you can actually sign up for your email. It's only email invite only. You cannot get in unless you're invited through the email. And better news, free booze. They don't charge anything. So it's only for an hour, but I'm pretty sure you can drink enough in an hour and play some good music in between. This is one they recorded at Ironwork Studios December 2012, and it's called it's from our Harpoons and the Axe Murderer, and it's called The Sky Is Falling. And then we'll be back, and then I will have to give the microphone away to Dorothy from Stereo Blues.
Uh-oh, the sky is falling. Uh-oh, uh-oh, the sky's gonna fall.
City. You just heard a song, a live recording from Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. Once again, that was part of Playground. Go to playground.is and find out more information. My show is almost done. I just want to leave you with one last song. On April 25th, we have Vancouver's very own Dominic Frico. He's going to be playing at the Electric Owl. You can buy tickets for that at northerntickets.com, but I want to play one song by him. Sorry about the noise in the background. We're doing some repairs here for the station as part of the fund drive money that was raised, and hence we can do our repairs. So next time, my voice will actually sound better because it will be repaired. And until then, listen to Out of the Scenery from Dom's EP release, If Baby Could Walk, and then we'll be back on the microphone with Dorothy. Take it easy. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, but if you do, love it.
Thank you. cold heart, why can't you hear me? I'm sorry for leaving, neglected your feelings, out of the sea rain. Out of the sea and rain. My cold heart slowly stops beating. His fight is now fleeting, and my only healing is out of the sea, out of the sea, out of the sea, out of the sea.
Mickey Fitz from the business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.